What's on your mind, sir?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Wright.
Well, thank you for calling, sir.
Well, I have a question about flu vaccinations. The wife and I have never had one, and she's got the COPD.
I'd like
your opinion about getting a flu vaccination. Last time she had the flu was in 1972.
Okay, well, what I'll usually start with before thinking of the vaccine is what things are going to stimulate our immune systems to be really vigilant. And if we do that, we usually don't get colds and flus. Now, the three things that are very important happen to be vitamin D and vitamin A and zinc. And are you using all those things, or is she using all those things?
Yes.
And can you tell me how much of each one, sir?
No, I can't.
Well, on the vitamin... let me go through them just a little bit then. On the vitamin D, that one is best to have a blood test after we've been taking a certain amount for 2 to 3 months, and then we go get a what's called 25-hydroxy vitamin D test. But what we're not shooting for is the so-called range of, quote, normal, unquote, on the test report. What we're shooting for is the tropical optimal. Now, the tropical optimal is how much vitamin D do they have in the bloodstream of people who live in the tropics and get sunshine, and they don't get burned. They know better than that. They live there, but they get plenty of sunshine, and their levels are significantly higher than in North America, where lower numbers are called normal. We want ours to be in the tropical optimal. No person living in the tropics ever died of a vitamin D poisoning from sunshine. And that is a level of 60 to 100, 60 to 100, whereas we're told on the lab forms that we get here in the Seattle area that 30 is normal. Excuse me, it might be normal because we live in Seattle, but it's not optimal. So anyway, she needs to get a blood test, find out if her vitamin D is within that range. Why? Because did you know that flu never ever did occur in tropical climates until transportation kept, it took people with flu to the tropical climates overnight in an airplane? Early explorers reported no flu from the tropics, sir. But that's just one thing. The second thing is that even the World Health Organization agrees that vitamin A is so effective at preventing particularly death from infections that they say nobody should ever do a placebo-controlled trial anymore, because the placebo would be unethical, because we know that vitamin A works that well. And your wife sounds like she has no chance of getting pregnant in this lifetime anymore. And for women who are not going to get pregnant because it could affect a fetus, they can very safely take vitamin A at 50,000 units a day. And why can I say that with such certainty that it's safe? Because there have been studies, particularly on women with face fills of acne, where they took 400,000 units of vitamin A a day for 6 months and their acne got better, but they didn't have bad effects. And lastly, guess what? If we take too much vitamin A, it'll give us a headache. It lets us know, because it raises cerebral spinal fluid pressure. So anyway, there's the vitamin D up to the tropical optimal. There is the vitamin A at 50,000 units a day. My wife and I, we've been taking that forever, and we intend to continue doing that until we don't care anymore. And lastly, the one that sometimes gets omitted is zinc. Zinc is a major keep my thymus gland healthy element. In animals who are deprived of zinc, their thymus gland, which is the master regulator of the immune system, why, their thymus glands just turn into fiber. No kidding. So we've got to keep the zinc going in there. And for most of us adults, 30 milligrams of zinc is never close to an overdose. The overdose, by the way, is over 100 milligrams. But 30, that's usually enough. And it should always be the zinc picolinate, because that's the way nature absorbs the zinc, is by attaching a picolinate molecule to it from the pancreas. So with those three things going, sir, the next thing I do is go read Neil Z. Miller's, and yes, I did get this up on the computer screen after talking to that last gentleman,
right.
Neil Z. Miller's review of critical vaccine studies. That tells us all about the studies of vaccines that we never hear about, but it's straight from scientific journals. He has some previous books, one called Vaccines, Are They Really Safe and Effective? And another one called Vaccine Safety Manual for Concerned Families. Since I like reading research, and since Neil Miller took the trouble to translate all of those research papers into English, and each one is reported on a single page so you can read any one you want, that's the reason I like his Critical Vaccine Studies book, Neil Z. Miller. But after you read that, if you're already taking your zinc and your vitamin A and your vitamin D, then make up your mind about what you want to do.
I understand. That's why I do have a recent blood test from a couple of days ago right in front of me for her. And one thing they had on there was she had a too high cholesterol, and I wasn't sure if they're telling her the truth or not, because, you know, it has her cholesterol at 257.
Oh, sir, you can hear the music. Call me back about that next week, because cholesterol is not the most important thing to be concerned about to prevent heart attack and stroke. Call back next week, sir. I'll go over that.